get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is not here today. She's running into some issues with her air conditioning, which is super fun in the summertime, you know, to not have air conditioning. So her and her hubby are working on that. So hopefully get that all done. And
yes, hopefully she can fix it.
So fingers crossed. It looks like I have a shoelace coming out of my ear. That is not true. It's just some like weird earphones that I got from the dollar store. So I swear I'm not just shoving shoelaces in my ear in case anyone is watching this and not listening. So,
well, to be fair, COVID has happened. People are cuckoo bananas. So if that happens, it's okay because people have gone wild.
It is what it is. I'm wearing a dinosaur dress that I bought on Shein. So Shein, is that how you pronounce it? Shein? It was
Can
very
I just
like,
say...
I made like a V-neck.
Oh, very nice. Yes. Can I just say, I heard like so many bad things about it, right? And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then just recently this year, I've heard like everyone has it on them. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I went to like different events, like my friend's bridal shower. And then like half of the people there were like, yes, Shein is so amazing. It's like $8. I'm like, what the? I was like, oh, okay.
Some good stuff, man. I bought three dresses. I can't remember how much I paid. Maybe $50 with shipping. I don't know. But one of them had like hearts on it. It was really cute. But then I'm like, oh, it's just kind of more like Valentine's-y. But then one of my coworkers whose name, her on-air name was Lori Love, was having her last day because she did not retire. She had a relaxement. So they had a love fest. I was like, what a perfect time to wear this dress. And I was like, oh, yes. I'm like, I got it online.
Very nice.
$10. It's great. So,
and then there was even one person was like an ambassador of Shein. I was like, oh, wow. Who knew that there was an ambassador as well? She was like telling me all about it. She's like, yeah, you can find deals. Obviously the shipping will not always be like $30. There's obviously shipping where it's like $5, $10. And I was like, oh, okay, good to know.
And what I think is good is a lot of people say this too, is if you're looking to buy something, go look in the comments and see how people say how it fits. Because some things fit like true to size, some is too small, some is too big. So this is not a paid ad for them because
not at all.
No money from them. But anyways.
I just thought I would
like
share
to sponsor us.
Because I was like, wow, so many bad things. I've heard so many bad things. And then just recently this year, everyone was like, you know, it's amazing. So obviously don't judge a book by its cover.
And can I just say that I am very offended by all of these videos that have been posted now that are like what I ordered versus what I got. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I get all excited to see like the shit that they ordered and what they actually got. And what they actually got is what they ordered. I was like, this is not early internet days. That was like the best part. Be like, yes, I ordered this like wedding dress for $3 and it's like two scraps of fabric or something. Like, I want to see fails. I want to see it. And that's not the trend. And every time I watch the video, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what crappy thing they got. I'm like, they got exactly what they ordered and it looks great on them. And I was like, this is not like, you people need to grow up in the 90s.
This is not what you wanted. You wanted fails.
Early stages of the internet where we all got screwed over by shitty things. So, you know.
Yes.
Damn technology and things.
Damn people not sharing the fails.
How dare they?
What?
You know? Where is my amusement?
Yeah. I was going to say, you're funny.
Oh, I tried. Anyway, sorry. Yes. So For anyone who listened to our episode last week, 2 weeks ago, Lydia and I went on a last minute road trip to Cleveland, Ohio to see the Pop 2000 tour because BB Mac was there. And obviously O-Town and Christian Sink. But Sophia cannot join us because where was Sophia that exact same day?
I was on my way to GalaxyCon in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Woo!
I believe you were on the road when I was also going on the road.
Yes.
So I think it was like
pictures of each other.
Yes. So at 1:25 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday, I took a Flixbus. They are owned by, well, Flixbus Greyhound. So Flixbus owns Greyhound. I don't know. Once you're on a bus for like hours and hours, you learn a lot about a company from the bus driver. It was very entertaining.
Oh, the bus driver was talking about it.
He was very entertained. Yes. I will get into it as I let you know the adventures that happened. So it was 1:25 p.m. in the afternoon. Like I said, the traffic was horrible. Apparently, Toronto traffic is not good from 1:30 in the afternoon until like 6 p.m. So going to the border was bad as well because there was another bus in front of us. The passengers had to get off. Go give the passports, check in, and then they took way longer than normal. And then
there's always one person on the bus who doesn't have the proper documentation or the visa to get over the border, and they're not from Canada, and they're just like hold it up, or they try to think they can bring as much crap as they want and they can't. Like, I find that every time I would cross the border on a bus, I'd be waiting like an hour.
Right.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah. So like when I previously went, I was like, this has never taken this long. And I was like, okay, this is not a good omen because...
And they can't do your bus until they do the other bus, right?
Right. So everyone has to go through before we can go in that line.
Oh, my God.
So then everyone on the bus is like, oh, they're criminals ahead of us. Why do they keep waiting that long? Well, yeah. So we were like making fun of them because like that's why you have no time. You have all the time in the world. So might as well make fun of them, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. So then it was like finally we were able to get to the border, through the border. And then it was our turn to go in there. And it was okay. Like we didn't wait that long, but because it took so long with traffic and then going through the border, the bus driver also had to change. And I was like, you literally were only on the
border.
Yes. Well, at Buffalo, Buffalo one, the Buffalo station. I was
remember
like,
you were coming back once from the States and the guy was like, well, this is where I get off. I'm not allowed to leave the country. And I'm like, who just drove our bus?
Like, yeah, right? But then I was like, you've literally just driven the bus like 4 hours. So how are you already changing? Like, that's crazy.
Well, because maybe she only does the back and forth trip.
It was a he. It was just very strange. I was just like, okay. So then we got to Buffalo and they had like a break to switch drivers. And then they were like, okay, you have to get off the bus and then you have to show your ticket again. And then the other bus driver was like, oh no, you don't have to show again. Don't worry. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, this is also may not be a good, I was like, this also may not be a good omen because nobody knows what's going on. So I was like, oh, great. So it's gotten off to a great start this trip.
So what you're saying is that Flixbus is very similar to Greyhound in which...
Yes. I also just want to say this was also a last-minute decision on the trip. So when I looked online for flights, it was very expensive. So the cheapest option was the bus. So this is why I took the bus.
I feel like people are not going to appreciate how long you were on this bus. And well, you can say that when we get to the end of this journey.
So then we were like, oh, are you going to be making stops so we can eat some food or like that kind of thing? And he's like, we will not be stopping to eat until 11:30 at night. So I was like, how much time do we get for a break so I can go buy something?
You hadn't eaten since 1 o'clock, like.
So I ate like at like 12 or whatever, and then. And yeah, and then I had snacks, obviously. So then I was like, okay, let me buy some more snacks, because if he's staying 6 hours, we're not going to be eating for like 6 hours. That's insane.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So then I went and got some snacks. And then I went back on the bus. Then we journeyed to where we're supposed to go. Then at like 1:30 in the morning, he's like, okay, we're going to go eat. I'm like, what happened to 11:29? Like,
11:30. Oh my
yeah.
God.
I was just like, what is happening? Why are you taking back what you said? And then I was like, okay, this is also not a good omen, because we're behind schedule of getting to where we need to go. And I just want to say also, when I get to New York City, I need to transfer to another bus so that I can go to Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah. So we went to eat, and then I was like, okay, right. I was like, whatever. I slept, whatever.
What was even open at 1:30? Like McDonald's or?
Sheetz.
Oh, I love Sheetz.
Yeah.
It's such a good gas station. I know. And anyone who has not traveled there, you just like, you pick your little menu items, and they can give you like pizza or nachos or like mozzarella sticks.
Chicken fingers and all this.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, okay, I woke up disoriented, because okay, he's like, okay, we're gonna go eat now. I'm like, okay, great. And then I look at my phone, it's like 1:30. I'm like, okay, well, I guess like better late than never, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So then I went and bought Sheetz. So I got chicken fingers, french fries, and a drink. We had like 15 minutes. Literally was cutting close to get the food, because it took a while, because we had like so many people in front. I was like, okay, I cannot miss this bus. Getting back on the bus.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Could you imagine? I'm like, yeah. So all was good. I went to pay for it. It was great. Went on the bus. I want to say that going there, I had nobody beside me. But
that's good. Then you can spread out.
Yeah. But then I had to have somebody beside me after.
When you go to New York?
Yeah. Which is okay. Well, like, whatever.
Now, are they still assigned seats, or you can kind of sit wherever you want?
It's assigned seats.
Oh, okay.
Like, if if not all the people are there or they didn't get the seats, you can go wherever you want.
Oh, okay.
But you obviously have to wait to see if people get on or not.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, and then every stop we stopped at every stop in New York City, like Syracuse, Binghamton. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't even know the stops that there were in New York City. We stopped at them.
Yep.
And then I was like, wow, when I bought a ticket, it did not show all these stops. So clearly, it didn't show all of them. It just showed like 4 stops, and I was okay. 4 stops, not bad. Whatever, I'm gonna make it, no problem. Literally stopped at like 8 stops, and I was like, okay, apparently New York City has lots of stops.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my god.
So then my next one, the next bus to get was like 2:45 a.m.
And did you make it to New York in time for it? No, dude!
I did not. God. So, oh my god, it was like horrible. We got there at 3:30 a.m.
So it already left then.
So then the bus driver is like, do you think he helped any of the other passengers who needed to transfer to another bus?
No, of course not.
So I don't know about you, but I would be like, excuse me, you can't just leave the passengers here and not like direct where we need to go.
Yeah, for sure.
So then I went to the ticket person. It's basically where we went before when
the fucking pigeons and the creepy people and all the.
But I'm just going to say it was okay. Apparently at 4 o'clock in the morning, nobody's.
There's less
crazy people.
Oh my God. Yes. That was nuts. Yes.
So yeah. So then there wasn't even a ticket booth person there to direct traffic and answer any questions. So then I'm like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do. Yeah, like, what the hell?
Crazy.
So then I looked on the ticket, like, what do you do if that happens? And they're like, oh, you can call this number because it's their fault. Their driver is the one who delayed, not me. So then nobody answered because I'm guessing like everyone was on the phone, right? So
yeah, true, true.
And then I saw people waiting in a line that were also going to Raleigh, and they were supposed to be on a bus at 1:30 a.m. and no bus driver showed up for that bus.
Okay.
So then I was like, okay. So then around 4 a.m., finally the ticket booth guy from Greyhound/Flixbus was there. And then I was like, okay, this is a huge line now. What the hell am I going to do?
Yeah, for sure.
So then another person was like, oh, I guess in the front, they're like, oh, I'm supposed to be at Raleigh, North Carolina at 2:55 a.m. or 2:35, whatever time it was. Yeah. And then he's like, then the guy that from the ticket booth came out of the ticket booth and was like, who else needs to go to Raleigh, North Carolina? And then we're like, all of us.
So then
there was another bus that finally came with that bus driver.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I get on this bus? Because I'm not waiting until God knows what time.
Yeah.
And not get on a bus.
Yeah.
So then all those people who missed the bus and then the people who missed the 1:30 a.m. bus because they had no driver all got on this same bus.
So you all lost the bus. So the 1:30 bus never actually left.
No, because the driver didn't even show up for work.
Oh.
Because they're short staffed because of COVID.
Well, that's convenient, I guess, that there were other people going to Raleigh. So
right. But then there was like other cuckoo banana people. And I was like, okay, I don't know if I want to get on this bus, but I need to get on the bus because I need to go to Raleigh.
I got to keep going. So
yes. But like I said, like around 4 a.m., people got
exhausted.
Yeah. I slept a little bit, but you're like disoriented, right? Because now you have to
sleep well on a bus.
No.
So like,
but like sometimes when you're tired, you just sleep anyways, like whatever. But like when you're waking up and you're like, have to like think, what are you going to do? You have your mind is not there, right? You're like, oh, I don't know. So yeah. So then at that time you get like a little bit angry because you're like, nobody's helping the situation.
You know what? At that time is probably when Lydia and I were coming back from Cleveland because we were also loopy at that time too. I
mean, right. But like, you know, we were okay. We got on a bus.
Yes.
That is the main thing. Then.
So did this push you back on your arrival time too? Oh shit. Dude.
So, like I said, from the beginning of this journey, it was not a good omen from the traffic, then at the border, and then at New York City. Oh my God. But then I was like, okay, we're leaving at like 4:30 a.m. That's not bad timing. I'm like, okay, we're going to make it, like, whatever. Because the new bus driver was driving, like, pretty well. He was driving fast.
Yeah.
And he was a nice guy. He seemed very nice. And, yeah, and then we got to, like, Baltimore. You know, and it was, like, smooth sailing, whatever. And you're, like, kind of disoriented because you're, like, falling asleep from, like, 4 a.m. to, like, 8 a.m. And then, like, by 9 a.m., the AC went out.
No.
So then I'm like, okay, great. What else is going to happen now? So we're in Baltimore.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, okay, we're going to stop at Washington, D.C., so D.C. District.
Okay.
And then we'll try to get a new bus. Mm-hmm. So we got there. He went to go talk to his supervisor, whatever, and she's like, no, can't give you any new buses. He's like, well, there's like three buses like idle. Nobody is using them. Why can't I use them? And then the supervisor said to him, like, oh yeah, we have other schedules for those buses, so you can't take it. And then, so I'm just gonna say this right now, this bus driver was very nice because he was like, I could have told them I'm not driving this bus anymore and left us to fend for ourselves.
Yeah.
So he was like, because he's like, oh, I will get paid regardless.
Yeah.
And you guys will just wait here for however long it takes to get a new bus.
Yeah.
So for 1 hour, we were in a bus with no AC.
Oh, you guys were still on the bus.
Yeah. So what she told him to do was open the on the top. It has like those roof. Yeah, the roof, the two roofs. Yeah. They literally told him just open those two roofs and the windows and you'll be okay.
The windows don't open.
He had like, I don't know, this bus had like some windows on the top.
Oh, like so he could open anything.
Yeah. So he could open it a little bit. So then I was like, oh my God, how are we going to even be able to like manage?
Just like the heat and the smell and the.
And to be fair, like he's wearing like nice, like professional clothing as well.
Yeah.
So he's like sweating and you can see his like sweats, armpits. And like you can just see it. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel so bad. I feel so bad for him. And then I was like, okay, well, that's nice of you to still want to drive us because other bus drivers would probably have been like, I'm done.
Yeah.
So for 1 hour, we all were
sitting there
in this together with crazy sweating and like
yeah
it was not a fun time for that 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then but we made it to the next station. And he called his supervisor and he's like, I found a bus right beside me. It has AC. Can we please use this bus?
Yeah.
So we waited 10 minutes for them to make a decision.
Yeah.
And then he changed, obviously, the ID to the other bus because apparently you have to track what bus you're taking. So he did that.
So they don't have stolen buses. Yes.
Yeah. And then everyone's luggage went to the other bus. Can you just like think like how happy everyone was that we had AC for the duration of the trip?
Excellent.
Yes. So yes, we were very excited about this. We're like, thank God. Yes. So basically at that time we have bonded. Everyone has bonded with the fixed
buddies. Bus buddies.
Yes. Yes.
Buddy bus buddies.
So, right. So then I was like, okay.
Was anybody
like,
else going to that convention or they were just going to rally for fun?
They were just going to rally.
Okay.
But also when we got to like the two stations before Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
They decided to do a car wash for the bus. So they literally washed the bus as we had a half an hour break. And I was like, what is happening in this trip? That
I just want to make it to my location.
I was like, oh my gosh, who is asking for you to wash your bus in a half an hour break? And can I just say, because like you sleep, you're like, whatever, you're disoriented. Yeah. Okay. You get a half an hour break. You're going to the washroom. You come back out, you go outside and you're like, the bus is gone. Where the fuck? Where is this bus?
They didn't clean it there. It actually went through like a car wash.
So they literally went to the back of the station and apparently there was a car wash over there. And I was like, oh my gosh. So can you just see the
I can just feel like panic. You've been up
there. I'm laughing now, but oh my gosh. I was like, where is this bus?
Oh my God.
And I'm dying of laughter because I'm like, of course. This is happening. Of course, this is happening in this journey still.
You know,
so I didn't even
make memories, buddy. You gotta make memories.
I didn't even like pay attention to the guy that was wearing, like, he had a Greyhound hat on. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, ma'am, it's okay. The bus is literally like over there. But I'm like, because you don't know. You're like, where the fuck is this bus? You don't see a bus.
You know, maybe make an announcement before people get off the bus. Don't pay.
Right?
The bus will still be here.
So then I was like, okay. I was like, and then I saw the bus driver and he's like, obviously I didn't leave. I'm like, yes, but you didn't even mention to anyone that you were going to go do a bus car wash for this bus.
Yeah.
I guess because it was a new bus, they want to make it clean. I don't know.
Okay.
So, okay. Anyways, I'm like, okay.
Now you got air conditioning. You got a shiny
bus. You got a shiny bus. Okay. We're making progress. Okay, whatever. All right. We got good timing.
Yeah.
And then because he did half an hour car wash and like a break, whatever, we did not have good timing after that.
Oh, God.
Because he stopped at like another like gas station and then like another one. And I was like, oh, my God, I just want to get on
to get to the convention before it's over. I was
like, to be fair, I was just like, whatever, if I don't get like a photo op, whatever, because literally I just bought this ticket to go see the Nick Carter show. So like, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sorry, you kind of froze there. So I don't know if you said anything or not.
All I said was, oh my God, again.
So. Okay. Yeah. So then I was like, okay, whatever, you know, it's happening. And then it was like 3 p.m. And I was like, okay, you know, I should have been off this bus by now.
What time are you supposed to be there at?
So we were supposed to be there by 3 p.m., like 2:20-ish.
Okay. Yeah. And at this point, it's 3 and you're still not there?
Yes, because he, like I said, apparently when I bought the ticket, I obviously did not see that all these stops were happening. Because right. When I bought the ticket, it was literally 5 stops in this duration of this ticket on online. Obviously, that was lies because they don't want to show you all of this is happening.
Yes.
Because obviously you're not going to choose that if that is the case.
Yes, for sure. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, and then oh my God, and then this after we stopped at the gas station, that was the second last stop, and then we were on our way to Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank the Lord. But before that, of course, there's a gentleman who's like, I need to get on this bus.
Oh God.
And then this bus driver's like, sir, you are not on my list. I don't have that name here on this list. You cannot get on this bus.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then he's arguing with like the guy trying to get on the bus. He's arguing with the bus driver. And I'm like, oh my God, of course. See, this is the omen from...
The end is in sight and I can't go because this man is yelling at the bus driver.
Yes. So then he had like his friends and he's like, oh. And then the girl came from out of nowhere, had like a ticket from 2013. And she's like, oh, this is a ticket. And then he's like, they're not going to help him get on the bus. This is a 2013 ticket. What is that going to help you with? Like, what?
What's a 10-year-old ticket?
And I was like, oh my God, what is this? What is happening?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And then I guess she was trying to like say like, oh, this is what the ticket was for him to get on. And he's like, ma'am, I do not have him on my list. And this is not a valid ticket. What do you think is going to help you get on this bus? Like, no. Yeah. So then the passenger wouldn't even let the bus driver close the door. He wouldn't let him close the door to the bus.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God. Why is this happening? Yeah. Why? Why?
Yeah.
So then the bus driver's like, listen, man, listen. I have passengers. They need to get to their destination. Please let me close this bus.
Yeah.
After he finally like said it like 3 times, the passenger was like, okay, and let him close the bus.
Oh my God.
So then obviously people are cheering because we're finally on our way again.
Yes.
Yes. So then we finally make it to Raleigh, North Carolina's Greyhound bus station.
Woo!
Yes.
Did you like jump off the bus? You're like, yeah.
I literally was like, got off the bus, and I was like, thank the Lord.
Yeah.
I got a taxi, made it to the convention center around 5 p.m.
Okay, so like three hours.
So then I was like, well, thank goodness I just bought a ticket for this concert.
Yeah, and you didn't do a photo op or whatever.
And I didn't do a photo. But then came to know that AJ was late as well. And I was like, okay, this is great. So I went to the photo op.
AJ wasn't there either.
Right. So then I was like, oh, that's even better for me because then I can go pay for a photo op. So I went to that area.
The photo op was supposed to be around noon, wasn't it?
Yes, and then it got pushed back to like 6:25, 6:35, and 6:45. So that's okay. Yeah. Okay. So then I bought a photo op.
Like the duo with Nick and AJ?
I tried to get that one, but that was sold out. So then I got the trio one. So okay, whatever. At least I got one of them. It's fine.
Yeah.
A trio is good, whatever. So then I paid for that. And then the guy made the announcement, oh, if you're here for the trio, this is where you line up. If you're here for the duo, this is where you line up. If you're here for AJ solo, this is where you line up. So we all lined up. And then he was like, oh, just letting everyone know, he's on the plane. He just got off the plane. He's trying to find Uber transportation.
Is that already lined up?
Yes. So, okay. So I don't know like what AJ or his team were telling these people, because the story changed a couple times.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So at one point they're like, yes, it's happening. It's coming. Cause a couple of the people came by and were like, oh, just letting you know, it's going to happen. He's just like he's looking for transportation.
Were Nick and Joey already there, or they were still at their tables because AJ wasn't there yet?
They're still at their tables at this point, I believe, because I didn't see any of them. And usually, like, you could see...
Just bring them when it's about to start.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this should start soon then.
Yeah.
And then, one of the guys was trying to, liven up the crowd a little, like keep us upbeat, because you're like, you know, yeah, you don't want to be sad, right?
Well, you're now waiting there for this,
right? So then it was like the time was going again, like it's like 6:10, 6:15, 6:20. I'm like, okay, I don't know what's happening.
And the Nick show was at 8?
Yeah, okay. 8 o'clock was the Nick show. So 8 to 9 was the concert. Like, okay. I said, I just want to continue to say this is the reason why I went. I did not go for any other reason.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I was like, okay, photo op, whatever, I'll just do it. So then they were told, he was the guy who was making the announcements, was like, I just want to say, like, he's on his way, like that. I'm like, okay. So obviously someone is telling him the information. So I'm right, like, maybe it's sure, like broken telephone and he's just saying that.
Could be.
So then it was like 6:30 or 6:45 or like close to 7, something like that. Yeah. And then they're like, so sorry, everyone. But AJ will not be able to make it now. And then he was like saying like how, he wasn't looking for Uber transportation and he was still on the plane. And then the guy was like, and he also said some other weird things in a text message. And I was like, okay.
But why would he have to look for, shouldn't they have someone at the airport to pick him up?
I thought so, but like, why is his people saying that he's off the plane if he wasn't even off the plane?
Oh my.
So God. I was like, I don't know what's happening there.
So did they let you do the picture with just Nick and Joey then?
That would have been good, but then they were like, oh, we don't have the equipment, the pictures cannot happen after 7 p.m. Like, that photo op area doesn't go after 7 p.m.
So you guys were waiting for like an hour
for no reason.
Oh my gosh. And if I was I would be pissed, because you could have been getting in line with other people or.
Right. But my thing was like, okay, like I was already I was like getting there anyways. I was like, this is like an off chance. If it happens, it happens. Oh, okay, whatever. I was just there for the concert anyways. So I was just like,
did they
trying to be positive
then? Or
so then they're like, oh, if you're not able to make it Saturday, Sunday, you can get a refund right away.
Okay.
So like, okay. And then I was like, oh, on the off chance, am I able to just get a Joey and Nick photo op? Because I'm already here
all this way.
Yeah. So I tried to get just those two, but apparently because the equipment can be used after 7, they declined that, option.
Great. Wonderful. So hold on. You left Toronto at
1:25 in the afternoon.
And you got here at 3:00.
I got at Raleigh, North Carolina, 5 p.m. at the convention center.
What time did you get to the bus station at? Around 4?
4, yeah.
So you were 24.
It was like 25 hours.
And a half. Holy shit, man.
Yeah, it was like almost 25 and a half hours. Like that.
Because you got there at 4:30. So 1, 2, 3, 3, 34, 3 hours. So that was like 26 hours.
It was a lot of hours, yes.
And you don't even get to get a photo op because AJ is on plane for an hour.
Like I said, I love AJ. I love him to death. But why are you telling people you're off the plane if you're not off the plane?
Oh my gosh, for people.
Or whoever is telling people that you're off the plane when you're not off the plane.
Yeah.
So then I was like, it's okay. No worries. You know, I get my refund, whatever. I'm going to go to the Nick Carter acoustic performance. This is why I'm here. It's all good. The photo op was just a bonus.
Nick was not did not originally have this acoustic thing. This was maybe like a week or two before the con, I believe he added it.
Yeah, I want to say like a week and a half before.
Week and a half, right? So yeah. No offense to Nick and AJ and everybody, but it's hard to trust them to say that they're going to go to a con because they bail. Like 90s con in March, they bailed. Like, yes, they had an excuse. They were going to Egypt and all these other places because they extended the tour. Got it, great. But like once bitten, twice shy. So even though Rally and GalaxyCon sounded like a great idea, it was like, is he going to bail on this? I don't know. So obviously he didn't. And then he added the show. And I guess that's when Soph decided, like, fuck it, I'm going.
Yes. So he added the show. And I was like, okay, I would like to go to a Nick Carter concert. I haven't seen him in a year.
Yeah, right? Because it would have been Darien Lake, right? Was that the last
Yes. one? Yeah. So then I was like, I don't know. I just was like, okay, Friday single pass, bought it. I bought the acoustic, and then thank God I bought that because it sold out like after I bought it.
Yeah.
Or a few hours after I bought it.
Yeah, for sure. So
although it was okay because they added more on Saturday on Friday anyway. So I was like, okay, whatever. But at that time, it sold out like a couple hours after I bought it. So I was like, okay, good thing I bought it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. Yeah. So now it's like almost 7 o'clock. They're saying,
so it's like, no, it's like 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I feel like time, I don't know, time has gone really quickly all of a sudden. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dragged, but yeah, I think it was
dragged. And now it's like,
phew. Yeah. So I think it was like 7:30 at this point. And then they're like, oh, go get your refund up in where the information people are, where you get your badge and where you get all those things. I'm like, okay, sure. So there's like a there's like a tables with two people only.
Oh my God. And they have a giant line of people that they have to refund.
Yes. And then they didn't even like know this information until people came up to them and were like, oh, I need a refund.
And they're like, why? And they're just like, oh, so they had to, oh my God. So they had to.
So then, and then the option of like getting Saturday and Sunday wasn't even available because it sold out. So then I was like, okay, good thing I'm not coming. I'd
be so pissed if I was promised Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm glad I'm not going to be there because I would have been so upset. God. Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. So then I was able to get my refund right away. I waited, and then I went to another line to go to the Nick Carter acoustic performance. And ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to talk about the acoustic performance.
We're going to talk
about it. I hope you have been on the edge of your seat waiting for this.
You know, this is kind of like the Sophia's actual timeline. So this long journey to get to this.
It was very long. Yes.
We're just kind of making you feel like you're part of the trip here.
Yes, exactly. Now, so did you want to show my pictures to show like
you want the video
like you want to do the pictures because I waited in line and then
okay hold on
I think it's the first one with Nick I think it's that one
okay
yeah and then if you want to just
so did this happen before or after
this was after.
Okay.
That's why you shouldn't show. Okay. So this, I'm waiting in the line. No, it took a photo.
That from your memory. That was not.
That's
there.
Okay. That's okay. No worries. No worries. So I was waiting in the line and I was like, oh, let me take a photo of this wonderful badge that I wasn't going to get unless I told them, hey, I need this badge because then I will not be able to get in to the Nick Carter performance.
Oh my gosh. So
they weren't that organized.
That got you the is that where you were getting
the refund? Yes, the refund.
So you had to wait around for this badge then?
Literally, no, as soon as I got the refund, I was like, oh, is it okay if I have also have this badge? And they're like, yes. Yeah. I'm like, fantastic.
Perfect. Excellent.
So two people are doing
at this point.
Not yet. Not yet. The two people were doing the badge and the refund. So I just want to say thank you for doing that. But also, like, the GalaxyCon people should have had more people helping with the refunds and that kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Okay.
But yes, thank you. But also thank you to those people who did the best they can. And we appreciate you anyways.
Yes.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah. So you want to go back to that one?
To this guy? Did I click the wrong thing? I clicked the wrong thing.
Yes, it's okay. No worries.
Oh God, here we go. Okay.
Oh, do you want to go back to the? This is the. This is the MC who introduced. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to go back?
Go back to what you?
This picture. Yeah. So then I took a picture of this. I was like, okay, let's commemorate that I'm in the line. I'm getting the performance that I came for, 27-hour bus ride. I think it was 25 or 26, whatever. However many hours it was.
I'm finally
getting what I paid for. Okay. So then we went into the little, panel room.
Did you say that you were kind of like at the end of the line at this point then? Had people?
Yes, I was in the end of the line. Oh yeah, and then I was messaging you in that table area, and then I was like calling you, and I was like, oh, maybe calling is better, and then it didn't really work.
It just kept cutting out. I was like,
yes, and then I was like, okay, maybe messaging you is much better. So then I was like, okay. Then I think you stopped somewhere.
Yes,
and I was able to kind of hear you, but not really. And I was okay, let me just continue messaging you. It's probably better that way. So then that's when I was explaining like what happened, the photo op and that kind of thing. And then I was like, well, at least I got my money back.
Excellent.
Yes. Okay, so then we went into the panel room area. Do I have a picture of those things?
I don't.
Do you want to just go and see? I don't remember. Just keep going. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's the other photos. Okay, never mind. If you want to, it's okay. Sorry. Maybe it's the other post that I had. Okay, so then the girl was emceeing. She's, I guess, his handler, because I recognized her from 90s Con. And 90s Con, I think she was the handler for Joey Fatone.
This girl?
Yes. Because she looked very familiar. And then the two girls I met in front of me, Melissa and Amy, I want to say, I was like, does she look familiar to you? Because for some reason, I feel like I recognize her and I don't know why. And they were like, yes. I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm glad I'm not a crazy person because I was like, she looked very familiar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm guessing she was at, like, the other con, 90s con, and a handler for at the table.
Yeah, she could work for Full Empire or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so then she introduced him. She gave, like, a really good introduction. So then he came out, and he was like, wow, that was, like, the best introduction I've ever had. I was like, wow, Nick, that's so cute. I don't know. Okay.
You're like, I'm delusional at this point. It doesn't really matter.
I don't know. Things were like funnier than probably it was, but I was like, whatever. I'm having a great time. Yeah. So
his guitar player like, looks familiar. Was that the guy who was at Wahlburgers?
I'm kicking off. Yeah, Zeus.
Zeus. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. He's like, oh, this is my guitar player, Zeus. He was on my kicking off tour. I've been working with him for 10 years. I'm like, oh my God, has it was 10 years ago I'm taking off?
Yeah.
It sure was.
Jeez, yeah.
Time has
the thing, yeah.
The anniversary, right?
Yeah.
Time has gone very quickly. 12, I think, but he was saying 10. So, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it was 12, yeah, because it came out like a couple days ago.
Yeah, I was like, wow, time has flown by.
Video and distressed and all that stuff.
Sorry?
plaid shirt looks very familiar. I feel like he's been doing.
Yes. So I'm going to go through the set list. He brings up this during his acoustic performance. So I just want to say that he does a song and then he talks and then he goes into a song. And then he talks and he goes into a song.
Singer songwritery type.
So yeah, so it was very personable, very nice. I really like this. It was like an intimate kind of, almost like an intimate interactive kind of thing.
How many people would you say were there? Like 100, 200?
I think it was like pretty packed. There was like a couple rows and didn't have people, but I think, yeah, I would say like 150 people maybe.
Okay, so that's a good, nice small size.
Yeah, I want to say it was like fifth or sixth row back, which isn't too bad. Like this videos, I think, were pretty good. You could hear it. You could see him. It was beautiful.
All that matters.
All right, so we're the first song was Everybody Backstreet's Back.
Classic.
Yes. It's a Backstreet Boys song. If people are new here of what we talk about. And then apparently someone gave him bracelets at the table when they were doing selfies. So okay. I put, talks about bracelets he got. And that's a nice segue to the next song, as he hasn't worn bracelets since Now or Never tour. And do you know what song that was?
Help me.
Yes, that is correct. You probably already know the set list,
I do not know the set list, because even if I did, it would be out of my brain because I have such a bad memory. But yeah.
Oh, okay. That's sorry about that. So Help Me. Man. I was like, wow. And then I was like, oh, this is Trinzia. She loves this song.
I love that song.
So then I thought of you during the song because like, oh, Trinzia, she loves this song.
Yes.
I also enjoy the song. I was like, yes. Help me. Okay. And then after that song, he's like talking about his new song and music video. And then this is where he brings up, he's wearing the same clothes today at the con as in the music video. So this was July 28th.
Oh, okay. So he did record the video.
He did. Apparently it's coming out soon. I have no idea. Soon. Backstreet Boys soon. Nick Carter soon. All of the above soon, but it's coming. Then he's talking about ADHD and how he's all over the place. And we're all like, shocking. We never knew that about you, Nick, that you may be ADHD. Never.
This is brand new information.
Brand new. But yeah, it was funny. It was a little like a tongue in cheek with the audience. Cause like, we're like, yeah, of course not. We never knew that.
Yeah.
We haven't been following you for that long. It was funny. It was funny.
It was.
So someone in the audience was like, call AJ, call AJ. And then he's like, he did it. He was about to, but then he didn't because, like he said, he's all over the place and he forgot.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he got distracted. Yes. And then everyone was like, aw. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'll call him later. I'll call him. And then she's like, you know what? Actually, I'll text him. Let me take a picture of you guys. So he took a picture of us in the audience. Yeah. And then he sent it to AJ. And then he did a video message where he was like, bro, dude, pick up your phone, dude. And then he's like, call me back or text me back, ? And then he's like, oh, I don't think we have to do ? Anymore when you leave a voice message. I was like, okay, do you do that usually? I was like, what? It was very entertaining. Nick. I was like, Nick, you're hilarious. I was like, yeah, see how long it's been. I miss these Nickisms.
Yes. He's definitely an interesting cat.
Yes, very entertaining. I was like, yes, Nick, thank you so much. Okay. Then song number three was As Long As You Love Me. Then after that song, he got a text back from AJ saying,
okay.
He's saying, bro, dude. So then he FaceTimed AJ.
Did AJ pick up?
AJ picked up.
And
he's like, I know, I was surprised because like, oh, we're gonna get some juicy details of what happened, why you were late and what happened. Yeah. And then so he told us what happened about the planes, He was like, they were overheated. Apparently it was very hot that day. So that's why.
Oh, look, you guys had something in common.
See?
Transportation that has no AC.
See? And then Nick's like, they can hear everything you're saying. And he's like, I know. So I guess like he was trying to protect AJ if he was saying things that he shouldn't say, or like he's just making an excuse. But obviously AJ didn't care. So. So then he's like, I'm just singing for these people. And then AJ's like, as you would. It was very entertaining. I really enjoyed that.
Nice. Well, at least you got some AJ moment.
See, we got an AJ moment.
Was free. It was included.
Oopsie. Exactly. So then they hung up. And then he went to Wanted Dead or Alive. Very good song.
He loves that song, eh?
Yes. And then he's like, he talks about, and I really like the way that they did it. Like Zeus was like, dead or alive. And then Nick was like, dead or alive. And then the audience was, well, I don't know. It was just like a very nice moment. It was like a good I really liked it. Yeah. And then after the song, he talks about The Masked Singer, and he did that song, Bon Jovi. And then people in the audience were like, we knew who you were. And he's like, you did not know who I was. Because you know how like everyone's like right away, they knew it was Nick. And he's like, no, we got you guys very good. You didn't know it was me. And they were like, no, we knew. And then everyone's like, we knew it was you because of your thighs and your voice, which is like fair. Which is fair.
That's how I knew it. Like 2 seconds.
I also, yeah.
And I was like that.
And the way that he moves, right? His body language. Like, I'm like, no, this is like a dead giveaway of Nick. But he thought that we didn't know.
Yeah. It's like we haven't been watching this clown for years. We know. We know, dude.
Right? We know who you are. Come on.
We know who you are. We know what you do.
Yes. Exactly. So then he was talking about how, like, in The Masked Singer, he did the show during COVID. So he had to wear a mask, and then he had to wear the outfit over top of the mask.
Why would he was like, wear a mask if he's wearing that head?
I don't know. This is, it was kind of confusing, but I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe he didn't mean that. Maybe he just meant like he had to wear it so like nobody could see who it was. And it was like the protocols at that time. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he.
Remember he was also on that. Did you watch that Quebec one that he was on?
Yes, because you gave it to me, the channel that was on. Yes. Because I was like, I don't have this channel. And then you're like, no, it's this one. I'm like, fantastic.
I was like, we actually do. I never watched the channels, but here we go.
Yes. I'm like, okay, at least like we pay for it, so might as well use it, right?
As well, right?
Yes. So then he was like, he had to wear the mask, then his outfit over the for the show talks about the wildfires in California because it happened also during that time.
Right.
Oh, that's why. Now I remember. So there was wildfires, and so he's wearing the mask with it over because apparently it got like to protect him from the fires as well.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I was like, okay, that makes sense now. I was like, that was weird. But yeah, that makes sense because there was wildfires and there was lots of smoke. So the mask was protecting him as well.
Right.
All right. And then he was like how the show was like special as this is when they had the strict COVID protocols. But the first real show where people were clamoring for entertainment as people were stuck at home, which is true because, yeah. Like there was nothing to do basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So then I took lots of videos of it, of the songs. I took like snippets. Because I also wanted to enjoy.
If you are looking to watch these clips, you can follow Sophia on Instagram. It's SOFDLOVESBSB. Soph D loves BSB.
So everything that I'm talking about is basically in these videos. I took like some snippets because I also wanted to enjoy a little bit of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I tried to help as much as I can to share my experience,
kind of give a
but also to enjoy. Yes. All right. Sure. So then number 5 was I Got You. Good song from his Now or Never album.
That was a good album. I don't know why he hated that album.
I guess when you get older, you grow as a performer. So that's like his beginning as a performer. Now he's grown a lot. So he doesn't.
Obviously, he still likes it because he's using some of the songs. So there you go.
Right? Yeah. So that's good. And then she's like, Kevin likes this song. He doesn't like many of Nick Stoll's songs.
Kev.
And then he's like, Kevin's like, you do weird stuff for your solo songs.
As the man who makes the weirdest movies on the planet, Vampire Burt Serenade, guys.
So, yeah. But then Nick agreed because he's like, yeah, I do some weird stuff for my solo songs. And then he's like, he does poppy stuff with the Backstreet Boys. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So obviously Nick, it was like joking, but it was funny the way that he was saying it. And then he was talking about I Got You, how the song is about talking about, like, reminds him of his kids, of his girls and his son. Max Martin talked about how he wrote the song about his daughter, and that made Nick think about his children. So now every time he sings that song, he thinks about the kids.
Very cute.
Which is very sweet.
Very sweet.
So number six.
Yes.
Yes. Number six is Free Falling.
And I'm
free falling. So after he sang that song, he's like, we're winging it. There's no set list. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought you were looking on the ground to see the piece of paper that had the set list. But okay, sure. We're just winging it over here.
Winging it, sure. With songs,
it's spontaneous. These songs are spontaneous.
Yeah, okay.
It was very entertaining. I was like, okay, yeah, no, sure, winging it. Okay, sure. Number seven was Just Want You to Know. He was talking about a great song from Never Gone. Yep. So good. Talking about BSB losing it because of the video. Apparently, he's like, people were like, oh, BSB has lost their minds because this video is like when you're stoned and like...
Well, it definitely makes sense that Kevin was involved in it, but...
It was very hilarious. And then he's like, we did this video because, like, we're rebelling against the label, which was the Jive Records at the time. They love this video and song. It's so good. Maybe it will be, like, a cult classic because, like, it's so good. And I was like, yeah, it's a very good song.
Mm.
And that's, like, isn't that when they were playing, like, Sphincter? This is the Sphincter band. So I was like, yeah, this is really good.
I like the face.
Yes. It's very entertaining.
Yes,
it is. Number eight is Wonderwall. Nick sounds so good in this song. I was like, yes, beautiful. He's like, the 90s are coming back, the 80s are coming back, the 2000s are coming back. One, and so he's saying Wonderwall because that's one of the 90s songs.
Yep.
He was it was like, oh, okay, everything is coming back, basically, is what he's saying.
It's true, though.
It's
a little bizarre, man.
Yeah, I was just like, wow.
This, because then people are like, when you guys were set bell bottoms in the 90s, it was from the 70s. So now that's the time frame that the 90s is to the, I'm just like,
I know. I was like, oh my God, we are the old ones now. I was like, oh my gosh.
Like, what is happening?
We are oldies.
Like, fanny packs are coming back.
Like, the Backstreet Boys are on the oldies station now. Like, what? What? What is happening to the time?
What is this? What is going on?
Okay.
We are young.
Exactly. Number nine was Ordinary World, Duran Duran.
Okay.
He
was just doing a lot of covers, eh?
Yeah, so apparently the tour will be a lot of covers, and obviously with his solo songs, and then sprinkled with some BSB songs. So I think this was like a taste of what his solo tour is going to be.
Okay.
So he was saying, like, he didn't want to do it, but he might as well. He's been on an 80s kick lately. He sang a Duran Duran song. He printed out the lyrics so he wouldn't get the lyrics wrong this time. Because he, like, sang one of the other songs, and he, like, kind of, like, missed the word and messed up. And he was like, this is why I printed out these lyrics, because I didn't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
Because sure. This song is a classic. Ordinary World. Very nice song. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
He sounds really good. 10 is I Want It That Way. He was talking about how Ed Sheeran played the song in a bar in Nashville.
Yes, that's
and true, then yeah. He's like, that's really nice of him to do that. It was really good. And then he's like, this is how it's sang, Ed Sheeran. This is how it's sung.
Okay, well, yes.
It was like in a joking way, but like, I was like, wow, shade over there, buddy. Shade come on.
Did he sing an Ed Sheeran song?
No. That was great. I was like, okay, woo, look at you, shade, buddy.
Yeah.
And then number 11 was Larger Than Life. He came into the crowd during this song, Larger Than Life. He gave people high fives. Oh, during Ordinary World, he gave out the lyrics. He signed both sheets because he had two lyrics sheets.
Yeah.
Because apparently that song is very long. So he's like, okay. So then he signed both, went into the crowd.
Look how
he asked one. Yeah, I know. Aww. He asked one question of what's his favorite color? What's
green.
That's right. What is one of his kids' favorite color or whatever? Oh, someone was like, your favorite color is pink because of Saoirse. And he's like, okay, I'll give you the lyrics. So that girl got the lyrics.
Okay.
Because it was about his kid. Aw. But I was like, oh, that's funny that you think his his favorite color is pink. But yeah, that's nice.
Wow, he got really close.
Yeah.
And there's the bracelets you were talking
about. Those are the bracelets, yeah.
Yes.
So then he was like, thank you to the best fans in the world.
Aww.
It was very sweet.
Very nice. That's good.
He also, at one point he was like, oh, I don't want this to end. And I was like, yes, please continue because I have lots of time to kill.
That's true. You definitely do.
It was very funny. I said that in my head. I didn't say it out loud. But yeah. If he was close by, I would have been like, yes, please continue.
Really?
Yeah, so then he was like, best friends in the world. This is, and so he did like 11, he did 11 songs.
That's good. That's a good amount.
Yeah, he talked in between them. Basically, I feel like his tour will be 90 minutes.
Okay.
So ours was like an hour-ish. So
okay.
Close enough, I think.
Yes.
So and Nick he talked in between. So I thought that was nice. Very personable.
Yeah. Talk about the song or talk about something that inspired. And then like, I kind of like that kind of pace.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like a solo artist, they don't have like to go in between everything. Yeah. So it's kind of nice.
And Nick, this is like perfect for Nick, right? Like he's goofy. So he likes to, you know. Have fun with it. Yeah, he loves to have fun because he's all over the place.
All over the place.
So then he ended, and then I was like, a selfie?
Yeah. Because
he's like, what are we doing now? And then we're all like, selfie? Because he was just going to leave.
And you're like,
And then I flashed back to Wahlburgers. Remember when Wahlburgers?
It was not Wahlburgers, it was the other one that we went when we came back from Montreal, and it was in that hotel lobby thing.
Oh, I thought it was Wahlburgers because he just took one and then he left and he didn't give us a selfie, wasn't it? Or was it the photo?
No, so it was the other one where we had come and it was like the eat and greet thing and it had like stuff and we were late and CJ was there.
Oh, okay.
And he went around and took selfies with everyone. Then he performed and then he was going to leave. We're like, no. We're getting he's like, but I already took selfies with you guys. We're like, nope. Go. We made him take the picture.
Yeah, because
he had that stage 5 clinger sign.
Yes. But wasn't there another one where he didn't do that photo as well? I feel like it was Wahlburgers, no?
Wahlburgers, we got him to record the bestie thing.
Right. Okay, maybe I'm thinking of a wrong one.
He didn't take a selfie there. Maybe he didn't. That's true.
No, he took selfies, but he didn't take the other picture.
The professional one, yes.
The professional one, I think so. But yeah, I just had like a flashback somewhere. I was like, oh, this is happening.
I'm like, but not on my
but
watch.
Then, no, no.
I came too far away from this.
But then I was like joking, like, ah, ha, 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 no worries. Ha, ha. No worries. No, I was fine. I was fine. But then the guy who was at the photo op was there, and he's like, yep, we're going to take selfies. Don't worry, guys, about this. So each row would go up to take their selfie, and then they would leave.
That's a pretty organized.
So it was almost like a party, like you get like a bag at the end of a party. You're like, here, this is your picture at the end. Of your like fun, yes. So then I was like,
"Okay." Your phone then?
Yeah, it was on my phone. Okay. Oh, so right. the guy took the photo. When I got to my turn, I let him know like, "Oh, I came from Toronto. I took a 25-hour Greyhound bus ride," and he's like, "Thanks for coming. Be safe going back," because I also said I'm leaving tonight. I came just for this. Yes, and he's like, "Okay, thank you for coming." I just added the okay. I added okay. He didn't say okay. He was like, "Thanks for coming. Be safe getting back." And then I was like, "You should come to Toronto for your tour. I would definitely be there." And he's like, "Yeah, I would love to come." And I was like, "Okay, if you do, I will be there to support you. I cannot wait to come."
Well, he always comes when he does.
Yeah.
Solo. I can't believe he didn't.
So he knows about Toronto because another girl also was like, "You should come to Toronto." And even during the performance, when he was talking, he's like to the girl, "Yes, you mentioned it twice that I should come to Toronto."
Well, then remember it in your head.
Yeah. And then so that was pretty funny. I was like, okay, well, yeah. And then I think it's a really good picture, obviously. But as I was looking at the photo, I'm like, why do I have a hole in my arm? It shouldn't bother me this much, but I don't know why it bothered me, but it does. I was like,
"Do you want me to ask my Photoshop group if they will fix that for you?"
I was like, "Do people make fun of other people because this arm has a hole in it?"
You can't see through your arm. You obviously don't have a hole.
I'm like, and then I was like, "Well, I have like 25,000 hours on another bus ride." So I looked at other photos to see if I have a hole in other photos, and I do not. So I do not have a hole.
A really weird lighting in this venue.
Maybe. Thank you for trying to make me feel better. I think it's still a great photo.
It's great. Look how happy you guys are.
Thank I'm
you.
Very happy. Yes. Okay. And then after this wonderfulness,
yes.
If you want to go to the other photo post,
okay.
Go up. Up. Right there.
This one?
Yes, this is the restaurant that I went to after the con.
Jimmy V's.
Okay, so I was like, okay, let me go eat because I'm starving.
Yes.
Because I've only eaten snacks and like my last proper meal was 1:30 in the morning at Sheets.
Chicken fingers. I'm like, oh, right. Yes. You didn't even get to eat at the convention because you're right in line.
Yes. So I was like, okay, well, that's okay. This is beautiful. Good thing I had lots of snacks and I was like, well hydrated at least. Oh, it was beautiful. Go. Yes.
Nice.
So I went in. At first I was like, oh, where is this? And then I asked like a security guard, like, what's a good place to eat at? And then they were like, oh, there's like a couple of restaurants at the back. There's hotels there. So the hotel is like across the street from the convention. So I was like, okay, great. So then I just walked around. And then I was like, okay, most of these restaurants are closed because it's 9:30, right?
But that's the thing. Like, they know it's a convention.
Yeah.
Like, you should be open. Like, that's the thing we ran into that other time, right?
Right. So then I looked online, and this one, it said it was closed at 11. Okay. So when I went in there, they're like, oh, we're not taking sit down. I'm like, okay, well, all right, I'll just take to go. So he's like, oh, the waiter's like, he was very nice, the waiter. He's like, okay, you can take to go. That's not a problem. Okay. So he gave me a menu and I was like, oh, this chicken Alfredo is good. Cause literally there was nothing else to order. Cause he's like, oh, the pizza is, the oven is done. They closed it. So I was like, okay, no worries. So I got the pasta, the chicken Alfredo, which was really good. And then as I was I was like, oh, is it okay to just wait here for my food? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Sorry. And then, so I was waiting there. And then I turn around and I see Ric Flair at the bar. And I was like, okay, so maybe this is a good omen to end it. Okay.
Finally, not a bad one.
That's right. I love wrestling. I was like, okay. And Ric Flair is one of like the most popular wrestlers of all time. So I was like, okay.
Was he eating there? Or was he also getting takeout?
He was getting takeout as well. But he was sitting down with friends. I guess, I don't know if he was like drinking. I didn't see anything.
Yeah,
like...
for sure. Oh, that's cool. Did you like eat or anything, or you're just kind of tired?
No, he wasn't even like paying attention to me or anybody. He was mostly to his friends. Like, oh, whatever. Yeah. But it was cool to see that he was in that restaurant. I was like, okay, fun.
Now look at that, a free celebrity sighting.
See? And then the waiter brought me my food after it was done. I ordered that and like a pop. And then I was like, is it okay if I just sit here and eat the food? And he's like, yeah, that's okay. I just like, it was so like hectic around like 9 o'clock. We just like stopped having people come in. I'm like, oh, okay. Thank you. Cause I was like, when I get the food, where am I going to go eat it? Like, I'm not holding this for like ever.
I got to get. Like, I guess you could have sat outside on this weird thing.
Yeah, I guess. But then that's no fun. So then,
so where were you? You were kind of like,
So in that kitchen area, I was there. Okay. And then at the bar here where the people are, Ric Flair was over there.
Oh, fun.
So then I turned around and I saw him. And then halfway through like my meal, I see Dominic from Full Empire. And I was like, okay.
For those and who don't then, know, that's Nick's con manager.
Yeah. Con manager. And then I was like, okay. So then I was eating again. And then like a minute later, Nick Carter was on the phone and walked by. And I was like, you know how you like nod? Like, but he was like too busy on the phone. But I was like, okay, this is even, what a way to end the night. Yes. This is fantastic.
Nice.
And then I was yay. So then
exciting. And you didn't even
I also like got up to see like, is he still there? But he had left. Like, so it was like a very quick going to go get Dominic and then, and then leave. But yeah, I was like, oh, cool. So then, like, I also saw, like, videos. Apparently, he went to do karaoke. I don't think it was at this bar, but who knows? I think it was another place.
So he got food and then went to karaoke. Well, that's cool. That's
or fun. Maybe he was done there, the performance, did karaoke, then went there or got, I don't know. I don't know really how it happened, but maybe he got food and then went to karaoke. I don't know.
I didn't see any karaoke videos, so
I just saw the one on Twitter. There was one.
Was he performing or he was just there?
He was performing karaoke. Oh, now I know. Dominic shared it on his Instagram post. And I think the post said, the caption said, when no one knows you're a big celebrity or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty because sure the people on the bar.
Nobody knows who that is, yeah. So then I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, okay, this is a nice way to end it. And then as I was like finishing up eating, Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future movies were also king. And I was like, amazing. And then
did
like
acknowledge him at all, or he was in his own.
No, he was with his friend. I was like, okay, no worries. I'm like, at least I saw this is a celebrity.
The con was coming to you.
See, like, this is like the place to be.
And they're all coming.
Yes. Yeah. So this is the place to be for celebrities.
Yes. Jimmy V's. Is that what this place is called?
Jimmy V's. So I'm guessing there's a hotel as well because the guy was like, oh, are you at the hotel? And I'm like, no, I'm just coming back from the con.
Yes.
So yeah, because he's like, oh, to your room, and I'm like, no, I don't have a hotel. I'm going to the bus station afterwards. So, but yeah, so I'm guessing like
the whole travel on the cheap. We don't get a hotel and we just travel overnight by bus.
Exactly. But yeah, so I'm guessing it's like adjacent to the hotel, so that's why you could charge to the room as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So my guess is the celebrity stayed where that hotel is and then came to eat over there. And I was like, perfect. I'm so glad that I went here because yeah, so I got to see.
Just lucked out.
See, exactly. And then the waiters were like so nice and the kitchen people were nice that like, I was like, oh, what's your name? Thank you so much for letting me sit here. It was so great. And then like, they let me charge my phone as well.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah, because my other phone, like the black charger, died on me. I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Oh, the recharge,
the portable thing. Yeah, the portable thing. And then so I was able to charge that. So like, okay, thank God, at least like I have that, and then I can charge it on the bus.
Yeah.
So then the kitchen staff introduced themselves. I don't know. We were like very like buddy buddy. So apparently, because like when you're nice. Everyone's nice to you, right?
That's true. And you're not like a kitchen staff told you about their motors and their dirt biking in the backfields.
That's right, exactly. And then one of the guys was like, Ric Flair, that's Ric Flair. I'm like, yeah. And I was like, and Nick Carter. And he's like, but Ric Flair. I'm like, obviously, yes, Ric Flair, but Nick Carter. Come on.
When you were crossing the border, did you tell them you were going to see Nick Carter, or did you just say you were going to
North? I said, yeah, I'm going to Nick Carter acoustic performance at GalaxyCon.
And they were
like, and she's like, okay, great. There you go. Here, you're free to go now. Okay, thank you.
Too funny.
What was weird about that, they told me to put my bag through, and I was like, okay, that's weird. Because they don't usually do that if there's, like, nobody, like, there's not that many people. But I guess it was, like, the afternoon, that's why. I don't know.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, I guess you would just travel. You're literally just going overnight, so you just had, like, one little bag, and that's it.
Yeah. So, you're going to be like, what? How did you do this? But
all right.
Okay. So I had a plastic bag.
Okay.
And I put two outfits inside.
Okay.
I rolled them up.
Yes.
And I put it in my purse.
Yes.
And it fits. And so I know you maybe saw like a different shirt the next day and you're like, how do you have a new shirt? This is why I packed two outfits, socks, underwear.
So changing at the bus station.
So I changed at the bus station. So at least I would smell better, like good the next day. And I had deodorant, perfume,
and
the whole nine yards. Yes. So I'm a very good packer and bag packer.
You are. She does pack very lightweight and good. So
yes.
If you want any packing tips, Sophia's got you.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, wow. I was like, I forgot how I used to do this. Like, this was like no problem back in the day.
Yes.
So I will say, maybe not take a bus.
Okay, so that is.
But because it was last minute, yes to taking the bus, because flights were very expensive.
It's true. Like when I did that last minute, what was that last night? Was it all
LA? Right, LA.
Well, yes, that. But I definitely could not take bus to LA. But when I went to the All American, I think it was like on Thanksgiving. It was Nick's last show.
Oh, Nashville.
Nashville, that's where I went. Yes. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, let me take the bus. And that was 18 and a half hours. And that was crazy. So I cannot imagine you being on the bus for longer than that to get like.
It did not help the traffic in Toronto, and then the traffic at the border. I think the traffic killed us. Like, cause you too, right? Wasn't it you and Lydia also had problems an hour and a half?
Yes, we did. Yeah, when we were at the going border. To Cleveland, we were stuck at the border for like an hour and a half, and I'm like, oh my god, because I had it planned out perfectly that we were going to get there, we were going to have time to do dinner. We didn't get to do dinner. We didn't eat until like 3 a.m.
Oh wow.
Back to Canada. Yes, because we're just like going.
Yeah, because once you're going, you're like, just go.
Once you're going, you're like, all right, I'm just going to keep going. Because, yeah, exactly. When the venue closes, it's surrounded by restaurants. There's no restaurants in the area. And I'm just like,
yes. Yeah. That's why I feel like when there's a con.
Meat cart out there, something.
If there's like a con or a concert, they should have something after for people that are hungry. Like, that takes a lot out of you.
It does. A lot of energy. It's a lot.
Yes. You need to fuel up again.
Yeah.
So then after that, it was like, oh yes, I saw Nick again. That's a great way to end the night.
I feel like that's always good when you get like a bonus sighting. I
think yes. So all in all, a great trip. And then I went and trekked back to the Greyhound station to my journey home, which was another 28 hours.
Oh my god, dude. Was it worth
it? So, all in all, it was worth it because I got to see Nick. I got a little preview, I think, of a Who Am I tour because I feel like this is how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So, all in all, 2 thumbs up. Maybe not go on the bus again if it's not last minute.
And just, you know, I'm sorry. I love this man, but you cannot trust him because he did a thing saying, hey, I'm going to be going to all of the cons that I've committed to. So he said this before this con.
Yes, Instagram Live, right?
On his Instagram Live. Then what did he do like a week later? He canceled a different con.
Yes, Indianapolis or something.
Indianapolis, he ended up.
Yes.
That's supposed to be coming up. So he canceled that one. I'm like, huh. So even though you claim that you're going to these cons, now you're not. So and obviously I understand shit comes up and things happen and whatever, but I'm just like, this is why like conventions are like pretty much the best ways that you can meet them and spend more time. Like it's more cost effective if you're like it's close con, but you're in line, you take pictures, like as opposed to doing like a meet and greet where it's like a quick picture and that's it. Like here you actually get to talk and you can get them to sign things and stuff like that. So like that's the fun part about a con. The negative part about a con is if he bails, or if he like one of the conventions when we were in Atlanta, he left a day early. Like he wasn't there on the Sunday. So we're like, cool, our flight's
right. Because we came in to go to the concert and then because we didn't go for Friday either. Because we thought, okay, he'll be there Saturday, Sunday.
Because we're like, oh, we're there Saturday, Sunday. So then we just went to the concert and didn't see him on Friday. And then we saw him on Saturday, but then he bailed on Sunday. And we're just like, if we would have known ahead of time, we would have seen him on the Friday, but we didn't.
Exactly.
So he only wanted a 2-day pass instead of a weekend pass. So.
Yeah. And then we were like, oh, we're seeing them in concert. So it will be okay to just do those 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, oh, he's going to leave early because he has a concert that night. But like that convention we went to for sure because the Backstreet Boys had a concert in town.
Yes.
An hour away.
So that's right.
We knew he wasn't going to bail on that because like obviously he's going to be at this convention.
Yes.
But we mistakenly thought he was going to bail on the Friday because that was the day of the concert. When in fact, he was there on Friday, Saturday, and then left for the Sunday. So
yes,
it's a crapshoot. So if a convention is happening in your city, then by all means, go crazy, enjoy yourself, buy the thing ahead of time, whatever. If it is a place where you need to travel by a really long bus or by a plane, take it with a grain of salt. See if anybody else is going to be there that you want to see, and then be like, okay, I still want to see other people. If you're specifically going for Nick or AJ or Joy Fatone or anybody like that, sometimes things happen and things get,
like 90s con in March.
March.
So good thing we love other people And it's and still being added
in, so he was there. Yeah, I love Chris and stuff. And there was like house people and things like that. But that is the one thing about a convention is that they will not refund you your convention fee if the person you want to see cancels. You're like, you have to either sell your tickets or go. They will refund you the photo ops though. So
yes. They say you don't buy a ticket for only one celebrity. You buy for the whole weekend or for the one day to experience the whole day event is what they say.
And that's what they say. That's obviously in practice. Obviously,
you're yes, obviously, yes.
You know, but when they do go, it's a great time. When
yes, it's a lot of fun.
You got to make the best of your thing, right? So
yeah,
but yes, in conclusion, like out of all the ways we've met Nick over the years, conventions are the best. Well, probably the Nick lunches and dinners were the best.
The Nick, yeah, those were good too as well. I would say up there. Sure, they're both up there. Yes.
So but cons, you're gonna get a hug. It's not as strict as if you go to a Backstreet Boy event where they're like, no
hugging, I guess it depends on your handler as well. We shouldn't say that because Joey Fatone's handler Louis Kentucky was like, shouldn't go there. What are you doing? Don't touch him. Or something like that, wasn't it? I don't know.
Oh,
there was like
yeah,
this...
that lady. Yes.
Was it a volunteer? Somebody was like, what are you doing? Yeah. What is this?
You're like, oh, only one of you at a time. What about blood? And you're just like, okay, relax.
I was like, relax, okay.
Anyways, conventions are fun.
They're a lot of fun, yeah.
A lot of fun moments, a lot of waiting around, a lot of, yes. You gotta, you know, like, they do.
You gotta entertain yourself.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah, and I do want to say,
new people.
I met some, like, nice people in the line as we were all waiting, because I feel like when you're waiting in line, you bond a lot.
For sure.
Because you're all in the same situation.
We're all in this together.
Yes. So, and yeah. So it was nice to see new faces, new people. Everyone is very nice.
Yes. And I just feel that, like, especially since we went so long where we saw Nick all the time, that it's like hard, not like, right? And then there was the pandemic and we didn't see him. And then now, like, last year and stuff. So, yeah. So it's good times.
So all in all, also, a fun time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your trip, Sophia. It sounds fun, but also really long and tiring and exhausting as well.
The things you do to enjoy a Backstreet Boy.
You for nature.
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Well, we did mention that Nick has a tour. It is in October. It is the Who Am I tour.
Yes.
Which is not to be confused with Howie, which one am I? This is different. So Nick will be doing a bunch of shows in the southern states, including, I think, 5 shows in Florida. Nothing currently in Canada, but fingers crossed that they add something. So
fingers crossed, hopefully.
He's been posting a lot of Instagram videos lately of him doing construction and things around a house.
Because that's to show who he is.
So I had a fun thought the other day because it kind of just reminded me of the 1999 video.
Yes, that was a good one.
In which that like family leaves him and they're like, Dad, you're so boring. And then he has like parties all day and is like doing all this stuff. And then the kids come back from the beach and the house is a mess and all that stuff, right? So I feel like this is like the adult version of that in which now he has to do chores around the house. I don't know.
I thought it was fun. He's hilarious. Anyways. I was like, wow, buddy, thanks for sharing. These are hilarious.
Nick is entertaining. So it's nice to see him being fun and creative and goofy again. So
yes, exactly. Yeah. Enjoying himself, which is who he is. Who am I?
Look at you.
See?
And hopefully a new album coming out soon.
Yes.
So we'll see. Apparently the producers are holding it up, so we'll see how that goes.
Yes, because wasn't he said something today on a live, possibly.
He posted a picture of him being like, oh, I'm just waiting for my album. Like,
yes, he said, oh, should I go live? And then people in the comments were like, we won't tell.
Yeah. Oh, that Nick.
So okay. Fun.
So fun. All right. So
On that note. Thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.